I'm more intrigued. Are you having red or white wine? I think that's brilliant. A vicar with some wine on an Easter day afternoon.
It's Easter day. It's got to be done.
Of course it does. You've got your roots in Leeds and Dewsbury, don't you? You worked for some time with various communities across West Yorkshire.
That's right, yes. Yes, I've worked in quite a few different bits of Yorkshire, in Hull and Dewsbury and Leeds and Pudsey, and in the North East as well. So, yeah, I've been all over, really.
So where is home for you then?
Well, I'm originally from Southend in Essex, but my family are from Yorkshire originally, one half the family. So I've sort of settled back home in the north, even though I've got a southern accent.
It's all right, we'll let you off, no problem. Yeah. If you have a faith, and many listening will have different multi-faiths, we're very diverse across this county, but for a Christian today is incredibly special. I don't know if they ever have a crisis of faith at a time like this, when we're in a global lockdown and there's an invisible killer and people's lives are being lost, and it's not just here, it's there and it's everywhere. Has anyone come to you and said, what is going on here, Reverend?
They haven't directly said that to me, but that's certainly a question that's been on my mind. And somebody quite joked on Facebook a while ago, saying this is the lentiest Lent I've ever lented, that we didn't expect to give up this much for Lent. And in some respects, it's been kind of helpful that we've been going through this experience during Lent and Holy Week, when Christ suffered for the sake of the whole world. And what I take from that is that Christ is with us in this suffering. Even from the cross, Jesus said, why have you forsaken me? That's what he said. God, my God, my God, why have you forsaken me? And if Jesus can say why, then we can as well. So I think it's healthy to actually ask those questions. And I think it's perfectly okay to ask God, why is this happening? A lot of the Psalms in the Old Testament, the Hebrew Psalms, they say the same thing. And so I've been using the Psalms a lot in prayer, because I find that I haven't got the words to pray, so I let the Psalms say what I can't, really. And some of the Psalms really do have a go at God and say, my God, what are you doing? What is going on? So it's okay to actually throw those questions at God. I think God can handle it.
Well, it could be a complete test of faith, couldn't it, for some, this?
It is. It's really challenging. It's challenging me as well, personally. But we have a real... Easter is a festival of hope, and so is Passover, and so is Ramadan as well, with Eid at the end. Any person of faith is going to draw on their faith at the same time as possibly being challenged as well, as to wondering, you know, is there really a God and what is really going on? But we cling on to that message of hope, I think, and that's certainly what I'm doing today, even if we're holding on by our fingertips.
Yeah, it's challenging times. It's lovely to talk to you. Thank you. I'll let you get back to your glass of wine and reflect on the rest of the day. I'm very grateful you were here. Thank you very much. The Reverend Bryony Taylor, who's the rector of Barnborough and Clown.